wasn't weeping because of shame. He despised the shame. He placed no value on it. Because some people say, well, I don't want to be ashamed in front of people. I don't want to be ashamed in front of the Lord. I put a lot of value on that shame. The shame that one would feel standing before Christ, could feel, and being rejected by him. That would be very shameful. But he is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. See, he put that shame at a low value, and he gained a better resurrection. And we're to follow that example. 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. We consider him that endured this contradiction of sinners. He said, destroy this temple and he'll build it in 3 days. You know, they took his words and turned them around. They falsely accused him. This man did this, this man did that. They contradicted him. You know, they disputed with him. They opposed him. Master, it says, you know, what does this say? And they ask questions and they try to entrap him in his words and get him to say something that they could incriminate him with. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? Answer that question. Because they figured, however he answers, he'll either anger Caesar or he'll anger the people. Because the people didn't want to pay taxes. And they felt very resentful about paying the Caesar's taxes. And then Caesar, of course, didn't want people going around saying, don't pay your taxes. Certainly not someone who had a following like Jesus did. So they thought, they wanted to ask him those perilous questions, which one answer to the other would make him despise. It would sort of accomplish their ends either way. Either the people will start thinking of him as a weakling who does not stand up to our oppressors, or Caesar will look at him as a threat and will be rid of him either way. But consider that, all the things he went through and all the things that happened to him to help us be strong and not faint. Because that our lives are supposed to mirror his, not only in righteousness, not only in being raised from the dead, but also in suffering. It is given us on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but to suffer for his name's sake. That is Philippians 1. But it says it is given to us to suffer on behalf. Why? We want to grow up into Christ as a Christian. That's what being a Christian really means, a little Christ. You got to get up to big Christ, because he's going to look at us and he's not ashamed to call us brothers. That is the goal. You know, I think a lot of people have this mistaken idea of what heaven and about what, you know, what Christianity is really about. It's about getting saved. It's getting saved, yes. But what does that mean? To be saved, it means to become nothing less than a son of God. You know, we are going to be co-heirs with Christ. He is the firstborn among many brethren. He's going to call us his brothers. He's going to deal with us on that level. And we're to be elevated to that status. So our faith is supposed to bring us close to that and to finish us at the end of our lives. You know, you live in a peaceful time, right? In a peaceful nation. So suffering is not necessarily, you think, an easy thing to do. But, you know, every little way in which you can suffer for righteousness' sake, you ought to treasure it. If you suffer for righteousness' sake, you ought to treasure it. But Paul is sort of getting to something else here as well. You know, we have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Is it because of you're fighting against sin that you're suffering? You know, I mean, Jesus was striving against sin when he was crucified. You know, the closest I've come to being crucified is by the banks. I mean, you know, and that wasn't striving against sin. That was striving against my own foolishness. And in that is not the same as the suffering of Christ for righteousness' sake, but we are suffering. We are suffering as being chastised. Chastisement is the correction of a father, you know? Paideia. It comes from the word that means a child. It means tutorage, discipline. The training up of a child, child rearing, is chastisement. Notice it has that automatic idea of correction. And in fact, in the context here, you can't think of it in any other way. Suffering. Things you suffer. But for what purpose? He says, don't despise the chastening. Don't faint when you are rebuked of him. It's a rebuke. It's chastisement. You know, a father raises up his children and he tells them right from wrong. He tells them what they ought to do and what they ought not to do. And that is the chastisement. And yeah, and sometimes he gives them a swat on the butt. I'd say most of that, at least in my experience, is finished up early. Older children, if you feel like you need to spank your older children, I always think of it that, you know, you've kind of miss the boat. If you spank them lightly early, you will not have to beat them hard later. You know, lightly early. And, you know, like when a child wants to reach out and touch a hot stove, you can let them touch it, and then they'll learn. Or you can give them a little sting, and they'll learn that way too.